Roy, we spoke last week after the Norwich game and it was frustrating then. How frustrating was it today? A game you should have won, really, probably.
Yeah, we should have. Again, it's, you've seen the movie Groundhog Day, you know, we're just going over the same scenario all the time and, again, had chances to win the game today. We should have. We didn't deal with the setbacks well enough in terms of the poor first goal we conceded. And when we have setbacks, as I said, we don't deal with them pretty well.
Why are you, do you think, going over the same scenarios? Because especially the second goal, poor defending, just get rid of it. And presumably you're putting that into your players and then they go out and it's not happening.
Yeah, of course. Listen. We always pass on our advice to the defenders. If in doubt, clear your lines. I thought we gave a needless free kick away. And it's not just about the defenders, because to be fair, I think we had chances to get the second and third goal. And if you go 2 or 3 and up, you can maybe get away with the odd mistake. But because we don't score many goals, we're constantly under pressure in terms of, you know, sort of 0-0 or we're a goal behind. And that sometimes that takes effect on some of the younger players who are defending. And as I said, the set piece, the first one, and then the second one was, obviously that was a hard one to take because we should have cleared the lines.
Is it a mental problem when you go a goal behind? Does confidence come into it then?
Well, obviously not today because we win the goal in front.
Sorry, goal in front.
Yeah, we win the goal in front today. But obviously that brings a different type of pressure. Can you see the game out? Can you keep possession? Can you get the second goal to kill the game off? And we've not been doing that all season. As I said, we still don't score enough goals. So that pressure builds on your back four and obviously on your goalkeeper. And when they do, at the moment, the mistakes we're making, we're obviously getting punished for it. So it's, you know, everyone has to look at themselves. We have to score more goals. And as I said, stop gifting these goals away, which we've been doing for the last month or two now.
You've been in the dressing room for quite a while.